Doesn't in Paschal Eistiyah that for sure this bird killed somebody. If someone boil a sula vedina, the cube of bed, we got to run the kebecho. That you have to first bring it to Beldin to the kind of this mitzvah, the Yatra Mikabecho. So, such a oath is true. What we're saying now, there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvah for the Khan. Yeah. Alright, Eternal Noble, could you want to do the next blot on the other side?
It's not so now. How do you make the best of the Muslim we're talking about? You learn that the heaven laid Khan because they said you had a nest in your house. The yaktis, and then you mark this the bird. So no question, nima chayiv, in such a case, are you chayiv in kisidam altogether, in shlechakan altogether? The pasuk says, "Ki kol akan tipo." If you find the nest on the street, that we dash in front of the zimin, there's no mitzvah on a nest that's in your house. So if the nest was in your house, then you mark this shit anywhere you potter. You don't need the mishdal from mekdashim. Oh, the chol has to be because the kan biyamastam. You're walking in the street and you see a nest of birds. The Yakisha, and you are marked as that bird, and now there's no Mitzvah Kisidam, you want to tell me. So whether that can be either. Or me Kodesh is a Chal Kudusha on the nest. The Pasuk says, Ishki Yakisha's Beisa Kodesh, Omer Rachmona. We ask like this. Ma Beisa Beshitha, you can only be marked as something that's in your Rishitha, in your possession, just like your house. His Af Kol Beshitha, that's be something that's in your possession. So over here, if this bird is outside on the street, you don't own it yet, like it's a Hefkabika bird, you can't go and be makdashit. You first have to pick it up and be clean and make it yours. You can't start making hiddish. Yes, it's true. All the case could be is you walk in the street, you saw a heck of a bird there, and the yagdinu, that you picked it up first. The yagdinu, the yafrechim. You picked up the bird with it, the whole nest you picked up. And you were cleaning it. And then the yakdashinu, then you were makdash the bird. So you heard the hadrinu, and then you put it down again. In such a case, hi, I feel the Bukhul Namina Mechayiv. And so you put it anywhere, you wouldn't be Chayiv, even with Bukhul Naras Mechdashim. To kind of learn like this, not the last Habonim, let's say you took the kids first, the Yechdirim, and then you put it back again, Lokon, the Yechdirim, the Mechayiv, you took up the kids first, and then you put it back to the nest. The Yechdirim, then later, Chosrei Malay, and then the mother came on top of them, since you put the kids there. So that's the case here, so you put them anyway. It's more so true. Well, the case must be the Yagbor Miyah, and you picked up the mother first. The Yaktisho. And you are Maktish the mother, that's all. That's not the pshat that you picked up the kids first and you Maktish the kids. That's the Hagmina. That you picked up the kids and you Maktish them. So that's the question of picking up the kids when you put them down again, anyway you put them. The case is like this, not that you picked up the kids, El the Yagbuna, and you picked up the mother just, and you marked the shit for Hodra, and then it put, then it came back again for Hodra Mikora. Someone says no. In such a case, Mikora Chayav Bishliach, Mikama the Yakdashen. This case here, you have a mitzvah Shlucha Kan before you marked the shit, but you have no right to pick up the mother to take the mother. You found the mother; she's on the kids or on the yegs, so the mitzvah is to send the mother away. So, by you picking it up, right away it's called a mitzvah, send it away. So even though you mark the shit, the mitzvah shouldn't go off. The Yagdatani went like this. You had Yerchen by Yosef Weimer. Take this chai, let's say you mark the shechaya. Yechakach shochta, and then you shechta. It's a portal mechata, there's no mitzvah ki sedam. What's going to be the shochta? First you shechta chaya. The Yechakach and Disho, and then you mark the shechaya. Chai vechata, the mitzvah still here. Why? Shechvan is chai bekis, the Kredin Shem, well they heard this, the mitzvah is chal already. The Kohen also, that when you picked up this mother first, right then it's Chal HaMitzvah for you to send it away. So you picked it up and keep it in the Maktashit, even though this is Chal, but the Mitzvah should not go away, there should still be a Mitzvah for you to send it away. So that can be the curse of the Mitzvah, goes your potter. Most of this curse must be, Rav and Rav says, the Maktash Perish Shekhoi. Case is, your Maktash, the Perish Shekhoi, you have like a nest, and your Maktash the kids, Umardu. And then later the kids run away from the house. And then you meet them outside, someplace on top of the birds, that's the case. And it might say, you will not miss the birds, the kids, when they belong to you. So the Hegis was Chal. And then the birds flew away. And you find, somebody finds them outside on the street, on top of the egg, that's the Chiddush of the Mitzvah, there's no Mitzvah to come. But Shmuel Mashmuel says, the Malkis Tanagolosei, the Bebe Kabayis, could you know, you mark this your own Tanagol, to give it to the Bebe Kabayis. That's the case over here. such as one of this. This name is Shmuel Yamakurav, that's on the ground. The Kamukul of the Kotchim Benekabayis. He wants to put on the Kotchim Benekabayis. And so where's the game? Rashi knows he needs to say is that Afilu, the Kamukul Afilu of the Kotchim Benekabayis, the Shmuel of his, the Afagab, the Hishu, the Dhamma beyond the heaven, still put them on the slayer, the Mulla Tamar, the Shatam, the Shubu, the Yizba. And that's Shmuel's Kiddush. Even is talking about Benekabayis. Shmuel and Malkus Tanagos and the Kabbalists and some of the same parents. Then the Tanago fell, flew away, and that you find in the street now over eggs. So this man is Shmuel and Makarab become Mukulam because of the Kabbalists also. Early Rav, my Tanag, why doesn't Rav hint like Shmuel? If I can Rav only says the regular Kutchim, why doesn't he say even by Beda Kabbalists? Or Malach Rav, Rav hint is, Dafka Kapatim Shluak again, Perish Shekri. No, it's only in this case. The Kotchim is Bechlinu, that you were first Makdish these chicken, whatever, these birds, for Korban. So it's Chal first the Kedushas of Gif on it. Then he goes like this, the Chivah and the Kotchim, the Kedushas have the Kedushas of Gif on it, we're talking to the Shasayim and Ayu. And even though it runs away later, and like it runs away from you, the Kedushas doesn't go with it. Avo brought Rav Holmes. The Makdish, Tanag Resul of Benekabayis, it only would have been Makdish adjusted by the Kabayis, that's all. The love question is there. It's not like you amount to shit for carbon. It doesn't have the Kedushas Aguf on it. What does it have? The Kedushas Don Biyamu, and this is Don Biyamu on it. And so then Rab will hold, even the murder, if they would like run away from you, so talk to Kedushas Ayu, the Kedushas will go away, run away from you. It'll go with it. And therefore, since the Kedushas will go with it when you don't own it anymore, the Chayyabas B'Shluach, then will be a mitzvah, Shluach HaKan. That's the Smachlokes. When you knock this something to the Beda Kabbalis, it's like you gave it over on the Kedushas Damim. That's the question, is it just like you own something? The person owns a chicken, let's say, a bird, and then it flies away from you, it's mordu, you lose control over it, so your ownership goes off, it doesn't belong to you anymore. That's what Rav holds here also. Since you only knock the shit, the Damim, its value of it, when it runs away from you, so it runs away from every source home, the Kedusha goes off. Whereas the Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says no. Wherever it is, it's called in the treasure house, like all the Rachmana of the Amishta like. To see the Pasuk says, Hashem Ratzamaleya. But you are not the shit. So now it belongs to Hegdish. So it can't run away from Hegdish. No matter where it is, it still belongs to Hegdish. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If a bird of Kedushas Dam would run away from the Gizbar, would its Kedusha go off or not? Versus the Chaynam of Yechon, also the same thing, Chaynam of Yechonam, the Nazis can address the Lebanon Gabbai is still Morgah. He also holds like Shmuel, that even though it's only Kedushas Damim, and even though it runs away from you, still the Kedusha doesn't go off it. For this swear, of course, if you own something privately, when it runs away from you, you have no possession over, no rulership over it, it goes off your ownership. But here by Hegdish, wherever it is, it belongs to Hashem. Omele Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Chivin Shemad Lechu Epoch Kedusha, so he asked a question like this, also no, once it runs away from you, you have no rulership over it, the Kul Kedusha, the ownership goes off it. Or Malay, you have to back no, but they got the Rachmanis, it's like an Hashem treasure house. The Chesed, also says, Hashem wants a Malaya. It seems like the Kedusha belongs to Hashem, so wherever it is, it still belongs to him, it can't run away. So is that true? For Rami, I thought you were Stira. For Rami, the Yechon, the Yechonim. And also, for Rami, the Hashem and Lokesh, the Hashem and Lokesh, the Stira, on the Yechon, to a Lokesh. Yeah, why? Because you have to learn like this. Mona Zema Beta Kabbalah. Somebody says this money should have Kedushas Beta Kabbalah. The one of the master shit. The dumb will now belong to Hegdish. The Lignabu was stolen from him. Oymerdu was lost. So the Yechon Noma Chai Bachus. And Yechon says you have to bring another one. And you Chai Bachus not Shiever or the Gizbar. So you bring the money to the Gizbar. Like you said, Mona Zema Beta Kabbalah. You have a Chiever to give it to the Gizbar. For Shlaka Shamano, Kalechid Yisra, they got the Rachman Yisra. Like you are master shit. And wherever it is, it's still called Hegdish. So you don't have to give another one. It belongs to Hegdish wherever it is. They say the Pesach says, Hashem Asa Mulaya. So first, the Lakash, the Reshlakash, the Reshlakash, the Reshlakash. Before he says that, the Reshlakash says, no, the Reshlakash says, the Kedusha will go off the bird. And here he says, no, that the money, wherever it is, still belongs to Hegdish. And Kash, the Reshlakash, the Reshlakash, here the Reshlakash says, even though the Eibush is all over, you have to give another one to the Gizbar. So it's a stealing of Yechonim. Shmuel says, no, this is like this. To Reshkot, Kishat, Reshkot, Fakasha. Ho mekan l'dishmir Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi, ho lebos l'shmir Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi. First he said that the Kedusha goes off, that before he learned from Rabbi Yechonon. But once he heard the words of Rabbi Yechonon, it says, Hashem Osem Aleya, wherever it is, it's still the Vegas of the Rachman Issa, so Reshkot also agrees now that the Kedusha does not come off the money, and wherever the money is, it's called still by the Gizbor, it's good while you're still Bichah. You are Yatsi Yechayiv, you will not have to give the money over again. The Chur says, "Still, Yehuda Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Kasha, still Rabbi Yechonon." Shmuel says, "No, could be Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, nevertheless, it's also more still Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon." Hod Yomer Olai, Hod Yomer Hareizu. If you say Horei Olai, that's a chayv upon you. So even this one gets lost, you'll have to bring another one, even though it's still Kodesh, but the chayv is upon you to give it to the Gizbar. Hod Yomer Hareizu. We just say this should be Kodesh. So this, you made it Kodesh, and wherever it is, it's still Kodesh, even though you're not giving it. Rashi said, "Yom Haray Olai Leviel." You have to bring it. Goshifrish Achakach Nigdu Buviyavdu. Even though still belongs to the Hegdish, but you're not making your neder. Because your neder was Haray Olai means you have to give it to the Gizbar. Now you just said Haray Zu. It's okay. So when it says the soul Mechlad the Shum Malak Shafagad Yom Olai, even though he says Haray Olai to me to give it, Loi Mechai, you're not going to have a chiyah to give it to the Gizbar. How could that be? And he said Haray Olai. And you lost it, so how could you say your potter? For a time it was not like this. A zeh neder, what's called a neder? The zeh neder, what's called a neder? Neder is a rem, a hoim, a hoim, a lie. You say it upon you, oila. So no matter what happens, you have to bring the oila. Even though it gets lost, or gets stolen, you have to bring another one. Nidova, just a present. Is hoim, a hoim, a hoim, you say, a hoim, a oila. That's called, you want to give this for a present. Now, it's so clearly, oma, ben, neder, but what's the difference between a neder and a nidova? Neder, Mesa, an individual dies, or it gets stolen, or shoved, gets lost, Chai Vachyus, you have to bring another one. And you said, Haray Olai, it's a chayv upon you, you have to make sure they get it. Nedove, we just said, Haray Zu, this is a present like, so then Mesa, if it dies the animal, an individual gets stolen, or they get lost, and the Chai Vachyus, you don't have the chayv to bring another one. All you said is, this should be. And it was, I got lost, you don't have the chayv to give another one. So what's the story on Rosh Lakish? How could he say, even though you said Haray Olai, you don't have to give more money? If you said Haray Olai Mono, you should have to give this money to the Gizbar. So Rosh Lakish is like this. Omer Lach Rosh Lakish. Hani Mili Kotshim Mizbeach. When do I say Haray Olai means you want to give it to the Gizbar, you have to give it, that's your neder? That's by Kotshim Mizbeach. So Mechusar HaKrova, it's missing the whole avoid of Kabonis. So you say Haray Olai means it's upon you to bring it to the Kohen to have the avoid done. The Rashi says, the Chiyomar Olai, it's upon me to bring it into the base of English. But when you make this something like this mona, should be for the Benekabayis, the law of Mechus Akrova, there's no Akrova, there's no din that has to go into the Azara. Rashi says, Ava Benekabayis, Gomer Bakashosa, you make that alone. I, the Mishum Leviel, the Gizbar, Hakogas Bom, and Lashem Lashem Oats. So here, Rashi says, Afagav Yomer Olai, even though you said upon yourself a lie, Lein Mechayiv, you have Mechayiv to bring it to the Gizbar. When you said away a lie, that alone makes it into Kedushas Bedek Abayis, and you Yotzi a Neder. I, the Tnan, we learn, so Omer, somebody says, Ashor is Ola, this Shor should be an Ola. Or else the Bayis that Kov, and this Bayis should be Kovin. It says, Meis HaShor, the Shor dies, or Nofla Bayis, the house falls down, Eile Chayiv Bechus, Yina Chayiv Bechusim. So somebody says, Shor ze olai oila, bay ze olai korbin, mesa shov nefla bay is chayav l'shalim. You see, you are chayav l'shalim, even though you said bay ze should be olai, hegdish chur, so you see, you have to bring it. But honey, mili heicha de mesa shov nefla bay is chayav l'shalim. So the snare is not in the world at all. Hav leicha de snare over here with this money is here, just you lost it. Kol heicha svar is, kol heicha de yisa zay gaz rach money, such as lakas a svar. That once you amassish the money is here in the world. Ah, you lost it, it's in the world though. To say the Bible says, Lashem HaShem Aleya. If you say, Haray Allah, you amassish this house, and the house caves in, the house is not here anymore. So you have to pay the money for it. But if you said the money is here, even though you lost it, it's still here. Omer HaKamil, Nimes HaVeh this. I call everybody agrees, B'Erchen, by Hichot Erchen. I forgot, even the guy says, Haray Allah, Lein Nechai, you have no chiyah to bring the money. My timer. There's no other way to say without saying the word a lie. You have to say, Erchi Olai. So not that you need to say you mechayiv yourself to give it no matter what. It could be only a lesson of matana. But since you have to say the word a lie, so by erchin is the Torah says how much you're worth. And now you want to be mechayiv yourself to give that value to the hegdish. So you could do it one of two ways. Either to give it for a present, or to give the chiv upon you. So even though you said the word a lie, we do not say you mean bedavka to give a chayiv upon yourself. Maybe it's just a present, but there's no other way of saying it. But how else should you say it? Leimi erki, stam erki, aman, who you be mechayiv upon yourself. You have to say it upon yourself. Leimi, let's say erich pleni, also aman, but who is mechayiv to pay? See, the only way to say it is erki a lie. So when you say erki a lie, that's the only way you mean it. But we don't know how you mean it. You mean to say the person a chiv, or you mean the person a matana. So even if you say a way a lie erki, if not dafka chiv, it could be only a matana. Maskeb l'rovo, leimi, no, let him say this, hareini be erki. I'm in the pasha of erki, hareini be erich pleni. So if when he says hareini a lie, he meant to be mechayiv himself no matter what. So it's a kasha, maybe erkin also. Once you say hareini a lie, it means no matter what. The Yid also tell you one of this, you have no smell. The Yid Tanya, Rashi says clearly, dechayiv b'achrisim, that yes, you have a chiyiv b'achrayis, even by erkin. The Yid Tanya, you have no smell, the Pasuk says, v'nosan es erkuchro b'yom hu kodesh l'ashem. Now, Talmud, what does the Pasuk say? The Fishim, it seems as we found back Deishois, or Maisrois, Shemitchalin al Moyes, Shevachulin. Again, Shlefishim, it seems as we find back Deishois, or Maisrois. In the case where you might be have Hegdish, or you have Maisrois, Masisheni, Shemitchalin al Moyes, Shevachulin. The law is Yakulin, Chalin, it could be paid to them, our money, Yakulin, the Gdushas of Hegdish goes on the money, or the Gdushas of Maisisheni goes on the money. Now, what's going to be the loch and nigna? Well, let's say that money was stolen from you, or Yisheldu was lost from you. The loch is ein chayim ein chayov machrisan. He not chayv on achlayis. The money you were mafresh. He not chayv on right now. The payrus were not lechulim. You're not to use the payrus, and the money that got lost, you potter. You not chayv machrisan. And so we say, Yochai would have thought to say, Abzekay, maybe something like you.